I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Shaws of Sunset After Show. Hello, everyone. How are you doing today?
Good.
I feel like everyone's glowing today. Like, happy faces, nice lighting.
Is it sweat, or is it just our glow? I'm not sure.
It's a natural, beautiful glow.
I love it.
I love it.
Carla, where are your eyelashes from? Are they Lily Galici? They're giving me light.
Please tell us.
Ooh. I know.
You're cutting off a little.
No.
Yeah, Carla's okay. Going to try to fix her audio real quick. But my name is Rivette Soro. We have Ashley Fultz here.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Yes, and Amiria Sai.
Hi, y'all. What's going on?
Nothing much, you know. We have some people in the live chat. Karishma, Jean, and Yeday. Sorry. You know what? I hate when people mispronounce my name, so I'm very sorry if I mispronounced your name. But thank you for joining us in the live chat. We have Carla Contreras. She will be back in just a second. But guys, we're still on vacation on this week's episode of Shaws of Sunset. Of course, it's a lot of fun. And of course, we get a lot of drama, but that's what we're here for, you know? MJ pisses off Paulina. I can't wait to talk about that. Oh my God, it's a lot. Nima and Gigi, like, made out. They made out.
Twice.
I know.
And a little more, maybe. A little bit more than a make out. Maybe like something.
We didn't really get to like see that part in the hot tub. I wish we did, but you know, I'm glad they talked about it and addressed it. And then Paulina has that luau game, which gets Zara sort of talking about R. Kelly. I don't know. It's a lot. But first, what were your overall thoughts of this week's episode? Ashley, would you like to go first?
Yeah. I mean, my overall thought is I love them being in Hawaii. It is just giving me life and it just brings a whole new element to the show, which is awesome. I will say I didn't think there was a ton going on tonight, but I actually kind of liked it because I'm so sick of the Reza MJ drama to see them getting along and to see us kind of coasting through this episode. It was nice. So I'm a fan.
Definitely. I agree. Amir?
So I had a lot of opinions. I thought this episode was such a great episode before the season finale. I'm so bummed that they're done so fast. I feel like the season went by so fast. So I was kind of bummed about that.
Wait, the finale?
The finale's next week.
It is?
Yeah.
What?
I talked to Shervin today and he said the finale's next week.
Oh my God, you guys, I did not know that. I am really bummed about that.
We're shook. Oh, hi, Carla.
Carla's back.
She's back.
She is back.
Am I good?
Yes.
Kind of.
Perfect timing.
Hi, Carla. So Carla, we were just talking about the fact that the next episode is the season finale. So we're all really bummed about that. I was super bummed about that.
There's not enough drama yet.
I know. There's not enough drama.
Carla, we can barely hear you. Again, but yeah, I had no idea that the finale was next week. Amir, were you about to say something? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just gonna, and then I wanted to talk about the episode. I thought Paulina really handled her own. She's kind of stepping in. I think in the beginning of the season, she was kind of over being on TV, but I think she's finally stepped in. She's like, I'm gonna speak my truth. I love Mike. And I love that moment where she was like, are you talking about my ex-husband or are you talking about Mike? Because what the hell is going on? So she really stood up. And if you can stand up to Maris, you're doing something right. So I'm here for her.
Yeah.
I love that she did that too. Carla, is your audio working again?
Can you guys don't interrupt?
Yay.
That's better. Okay. Yeah.
Your pods were not working for me. We'll just do the normal microphone on the computer.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, that's perfect. So what was your overall thoughts of this week's episode?
I love that Nima knows how to be a gentleman. Gentlemen take notes on how to treat an intoxicated woman. You don't take advantage of her.
And
I was a little thrown off by the drama with Paulina and MJ. Also, why are you going to fight to go surfing and then go and just sit in the middle of the ocean and do nothing?
Yeah.
I feel like this episode was just a little weird.
That's so funny.
I was thinking that too. So let's get into that. This whole thing started with just them, you know, some of them are going surfing, some of them are going to like...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The bees.
Look at the bees. Or make honey or something.
Yeah.
But I was confused because, like, this is a birthday trip. And, like, I don't like when the group splits up. Like, I want everyone to, like, be together. And, like, especially Paulina and Mike. I know, you know, obviously they can do their own thing. But, you know, it's her birthday trip. So I feel like it would have been nice for all of them to made honey together or gone surfing.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I think Rivette, I think what Mike should have done is he should have taken Paulina, and maybe he'll do it on the last episode, but he should have taken her on a romantic dinner or like something like separate from the group. I think that was kind of missing.
That's true. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
For a birthday trip, there was really no alone time, which kind of surprised me. I thought he would try to like make it a little special for them too at some point. And I don't know if this is the end of the vacation, but it looks like it. And they definitely didn't get any alone time at all, which was a bummer.
Yeah, that's really true. And I found it sort of weird, the whole thing that went down. I was sort of thinking myself that he seemed a little controlling before this whole thing went down with MJ. I was like, why does she have to do what he's like, why is he choosing for her? Like this whole kind of thing. I'm not ever a person that's like just willing to roll over and go with whatever anyone else says. I always have my own opinion. It's a downfall sometimes, but I kind of wanted her to speak up and be like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to do X, Y, and Z. And she wasn't bringing it. And I was like, okay, this is weird. And then they actually did split up for the day, which I thought was even weirder for a birthday trip. I thought he would actually be like, fine, you want to go do that? I'll come with you then, girl. It's your birthday.
Right. I agree with you, but oh, sorry, Rebecca, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
All I was going to say was I just wanted to play devil's advocate for a second for Paulina, because I know it seemed like she was kind of being a little walked all over, and then even when MJ brought it up, but I think she's such a boss-ass woman. She's just like so in charge in most of her life. She has two kids. Maybe in her relationship, she's kind of fine being beta. Because Mike is not, you know, maybe he's like the alpha of their relationship, because she's more successful than he is. She's like kind of more in charge in all aspects of her life. So maybe this is her opportunity to kind of like relinquish some control. I could be wrong, but that's the vibe I was getting.
I also think she's like a really, really classy girl. So maybe if they did have that conversation, it happened off camera behind closed doors, which is what it seemed like to me.
Me too.
And he was like, no, you're coming with me. And I don't know where she ended up with the girls. So I think she just knows how to play it classy and put on a good face for the show. And then kind of behind closed doors might check him.
Yes.
Yes.
It does feel that way.
Love.
He needs to be checked a little bit. She almost like kind of checked MJ the first time she made a comment, because she literally was like, good job, you're thinking clearly now. And then she looked at the camera guy and was like, I'm about to pop this bitch.
Yeah.
and like she did it, which I was like, oh, I wish she would have. I really wish she would have.
I thought that look was crazy. I was like, wait, is she like, what is this? Like, is she trying to like see if they caught that on camera? Is she trying to, I don't know. I didn't know what it was about, but I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was dope.
Are you guys surprised by how Paulina took MJ's comments? Because she did play it really classy, like, and I think when she said like my ex-husband, was that a sarcastic comment? Like she knew that MJ, I think she knew that MJ wasn't talking about her ex, and she was just kind of being sarcastic and like took the high road and walked away. But what do you guys think about that?
I for sure do. I think she was kind of being passive aggressive. Like it was such an awkward time to be like, are you talking about my man? And like to get like ghetto about it. So she was kind of just being like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, are you talking about my ex-husband or Mike? Like, what are you like trying to come at me and say right now? You know, in a roundabout way, she was being cool about it. But then once she felt comfortable enough, obviously she called Mike and told him like, this is absolutely not okay. Like your friend is sitting here talking crap about you. I don't want to hear it. Like, no.
I do feel like she embellished a little bit though. I don't know if maybe like I missed some of the things MJ told her, but I was like, she did not say all of that to you, girl. Like she just said like, oh, I'm so lucky with the white man. Like she kind of, I feel like she kind of added more fuel to the fire, making it worse. Maybe. I do wish though that she would have told MJ something herself instead of dragging Mike into it and making it this much bigger thing. Like, it could have just, I feel like she could have done it herself and still been classy about it. You don't have to be like
ghetto.
Yeah.
but you guys know MJ for like, what is it, 8 seasons now? She will not take it. She would not have taken it well. That would have blown up. If Paulina confronted MJ in that moment, she would have gone to Mike. She would have been like, your girlfriend's coming for me. She's being kind of like, you know, talking out of her mouth. I honestly, in that situation, I believe, again, I hate to disagree with you guys because I love you guys so much, but I think that in that moment, I think she was really caught off guard. I don't think she was being sassy or sarcastic. I think she genuinely was like, wait, you can't be talking about Mike. Like, I don't see Mike, like, she's like, I don't see him that way. So you must be talking about my ex-husband. Like, maybe. There's no way you're talking about Mike. Hmm. I don't know. I could
yeah,
be wrong.
That's a good point.
Maybe. It's interesting because, like, it wasn't a clear answer. And I thought when I was watching it, like, am I just missing something? But it's interesting because we all kind of took it a little bit differently. But I do agree with Carla. Like, I don't want anyone to come for us in the comments, but I feel like it was a little dramatic to like call Mike and he like left the bee honey making station and everyone's like, what happened? Like, I feel like Paulina could have, you know, said something to MJ in like a classier way, not that she wasn't classy, but just saying, you know, oh, like, I really don't appreciate you saying that. Like, you know, that makes me a little bit uncomfortable. And I think MJ, being the type of person she is, would have respected Paulina if she did that. But now, the way things went down, I feel like MJ kind of looks at Paulina like, oh, you know, she called Mike in to come save her and fight her battle. Even when Mike and Gigi were there yelling at MJ, Paulina was nowhere to be found. And I'm not the type of person, like, I don't want anyone speaking for me or how I feel. I wish she would have confronted her herself. And then obviously still told Mike about it. Maybe he got home. I don't know. I think it was blown a little bit out of proportion, but I do think that MJ, you know, you're not that close. If you guys were like close friends, I'm so happy I married a white guy. Ha ha. Like, your Persian man is so strict, but they're not that close. So MJ shouldn't have said that, but I don't really like how Paulina handled it.
And Rivette, remember, like, MJ's also Persian. It's not like she's like white and then saying, oh, I'm so happy I married a white guy. Like, if I said that in Persian, it's like, you can kind of get away with it. It's like you being like, you know how Iraqi men are. It's like, it's not as bad. So I felt like Paulina blew out of proportion. And Jean Walsam in the live chat is saying, I really believe MJ was being shady about Mike. I think that MJ is trying to deflect from the whole issues she's having, not only with Gigi, but Reza, obviously. So she's trying to kind of deflect the drama. So she's like, let me go after, MJ historically has gone after the weak prey. So if someone's new to the show, like a Sarah, she goes after people that are kind of like a little weaker. Mm-hmm. So I think that Paulina, she was like, oh, whatever. She's not going to, I can kind of talk out of my ass with her. And I think Paulina really didn't take it well. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, MJ wasn't wrong in what she said. So
no, she wasn't.
She wasn't. That man was talking for her. He was.
And even Shervin said it. I thought when Shervin, it was cracking me up when Reza was like, oh, I'm not controlling. He's like, please. Adam just called to ask if he could fart while you're gone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Shervin's like, no one's buying this. All Persian men are completely controlling or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's a good insight.
No, I'm very controlling. I think AfterBuzz taught me how to be on a panel. Before, it was always me alone. So I think, like, in all honesty, like, Persian men are just bred that way. We're taught how to, Dudultello, that's why we have the segment. We're taught from a young age, you know, you're kind of end up being a little in control. So
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and say that for Middle Eastern men in general, in my experience, because, And I have, conversations like that. Like, I have, you know, for example, my cousin is married to a white man and, you know, they're great and everything. We have conversations like that where you kind of pick at each other like, oh, you know, my husband's like too Middle Eastern. And like, I don't know. It's funny when you're close and when you're friends and when, you know, you're comfortable with each other to say things like that. But yeah, not when you're Paulina and MJ. But no. MJ did apologize, which I was happy and I thought it was genuine. Carla, did you like that apology?
I did. I feel like MJ tends to be really prideful and will hold her ground. And I feel like she quickly was like, if she's bothered, I'll go say something. I feel like it was sincere. I kind of did bother me though that in the moment, Paulina was like, oh no, it's totally fine, no worries. And then later is still mad about it. Like, saying how you really feel, I don't know how to feel about you because you're so wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I kind of relate to her, you guys, because this is a really weird...
I love Ashley.
I feel like I kind of do this to people because... I get like super heated about stuff, but I'm very like private about it. And I'll only tell like my husband or my mom or whatever, because I don't want to cause like a huge scene and drama. So yeah. I guess that is like really passive aggressive. And then when someone comes to apologize, I'm like, okay. Cause like, once again, like I don't want to have like a confrontation. So I kind of like felt her, like, I was just like, oh geez, I need to like actually work on this too. Paulina definitely needs to work on it.
That's awesome. I agree with you, Ashley. I'm kind of the same way. And I felt like with Paulina, like there was such an opportunity for her to like rise up and kind of say how she felt. But what bothers me about the situation is not between Paulina and MJ. It's Gigi using this as a springboard to talk mm-hmm. about her own issues. I was like, yeah. girl, this is not about you and your braids, like throwing them about. She was like fully going in on her. I was like, what the hell?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Like that's
that.
So funny.
I felt like that was annoying. And then when MJ came to apologize, she like stormed off. I was like, what?
Yeah.
This is dramatic. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Gigi has been waiting for some reason just to like go in on MJ.
Papa.
And she took advantage of that. But I do agree. I hate it. I do it too. When I'm so pissed at someone, but then when they confront me, I don't like confrontation. So I'm just like, it's fine. Meanwhile, I'm like crying about it 5 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
We're working on it. We're working on it, guys.
I'm a work in progress.
We're all a work in progress. It's fine.
I love it. All right. Well, before we move on to our next topic, we have to thank you so much for making us the ESPN. Sorry, guys. I just got so heated. For making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. You guys are so active in the live chat. We love it. If you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars and leave a review. But wherever you are, get involved in the conversation, comment down below, and thank you for tuning in. We love you guys.
Yes. And Ravette, okay. I have some comments from last week's episode before we jump into it. Yeah, so let me read. We have some really good ones. Native Paranormal Seekers, Tanya White Fawn, the longest YouTube name. Yeah, it's great, right? She said, Paulina needs to have a voice and tell MJ she didn't like what MJ said instead of running to Mike and making it sound worse than what MJ really said. Of course, the guys are controlling, so are the women. It's a really good point. It's like Middle Eastern women are also very controlling. So that's a really, really great point.
Ravette? What's happening over there?
Yeah.
I see you with your TikToks with your brother. You're like, do it now, my way. So I see that. I see it.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. And then Karen R. from, she's from Amsterdam. She's one of our number one fans. We love her. She said, OMG, the tea was hot today. You guys spilled some juicy stuff about Jessica. I had no idea she was loaded. Yes, honey. Fiji money. Fiji water.
Same with me. I just learned it too, you guys.
It was great, right? It's great to know that. And then Susie Gross is really going in on Mike. She's like, Mike was trying to get a 2-for-1 cheapskate. I know. It's Middle Eastern men, honey. We love a discount.
It's fine. Love it's a bargain.
Okay. Yes. Thanks for all the comments, guys. We love you. Thank you.
Yes, I love it. Thank you, Amir. And thank you. I feel like each week you bring us like some fun fact that like we had no idea. Like last week with the Fiji water. This week you told us we don't even know that next week's the finale. So like, thank you. You're always coming in with the hot facts.
He's on it.
No problem. I love Shaws. It's all good.
We love Shaws. So Nima and Gigi, what did you think about the first kiss and the band?
I thought it was amazing, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is like watching Truth or Dare, or like I don't, some sort of like college like drinking game. Like
that was like his one chance to really go for it, and he gave the driest kiss ever. Like, come on, dude, step it up.
It felt like watching like siblings like kiss.
You
it was no spark for me. I loved that it happened, but while it happened, I was like,
cringe.
I don't really like it. I don't know. It could have been more. Maybe there was not enough passion for me. Amir, what did you think?
I don't know if you guys ever played 7 Minutes in Heaven in middle school. It kind of felt like that, where you're pushed into a broom closet and it's like, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lacking the spark, but I guess they found it in the hot tub. So, I mean, it's not the worst thing, I guess.
Here's my biggest question. First of all, I have to say, I love it all. I really like this, like, chemistry or whatever they have going on, because it's bringing a lot of excitement without bringing, like, unnecessary drama. Yes. But at the same time, I was kind of confused. I was like, wait, why did we come to Hawaii to see that they're into each other? Because all this other time, they haven't seemed like they're into each other at all, right? It's just so weird. Since the last season, or was it the season before that even? I guess it was last season at the beginning where they had that kiss and randomly were like, whatever. But now I'm like, all of a sudden you guys like each other again? What?
They never kissed. That was just like, they never fully kissed. It was just like flirting with it.
Oh, okay.
They almost did.
Okay.
They were about to. Yeah. So I guess, I know it's weird that this was their first kiss, but you know, you're on vacation, the drinks are flowing, that Hawaii air. It does
the braids. The braids are sucking the blood away from your head. You can't think right. And you know, Nima's teeth like are just, you know, like
the proud. Glowing.
Loud and proud.
They are glowing.
Yeah, but Nima got triggered when they brought up Erica at dinner.
Mm.
And like, I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was so weird when he said to Gigi, like, I just wish, like, what did he say? Like, I wish I could combine Erica and you to, like, make my, like, perfect, what? Like, if a guy said that to me, I would block him instantly.
Yeah, totally. 100%. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Nobody
I don't think he's over Erica. Second. Like,
and didn't he say at one point too, like, I want to have my cake and eat it too? And she was like, am I the cake or the eat it too or something? I was like, wait, what's happening right now? I don't understand.
I don't know what he wants. Does he want a thruffle? It's a really messed up thruffle. I don't know what he's looking for.
I just think Erica's like the really sweet, perfect, like, wife. And Gigi's like, dangerous. And I feel like men ideally like both in one woman, but like, it's hard to be everything, you know?
Right.
He wants it all.
True.
Well said, Carla. It's kind of true, because it's like, his head, he has this idea of like what his life should be. Mm-hmm. And it seems like in that picket fence fantasy, Erica is the one that's there, but he just is so sexually attracted to Gigi. I think that's really what it is.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I want to watch them. Like, I want to watch them in bed. Like, I feel like
I think she would like eat him up and spit him out.
He'd be like, whoa, what's happening?
Yep. You know, Gigi, you guys, this is the hot take. I think Gigi is the JWoww of Shaws of Sunset. Like, she's gonna bite the head off and she's like, that's gonna be her vibe.
I love that comparison. I love JWoww too. Also, Gigi was very high when that was happening. Remember when she saw like she was freaking out and Nima's like crying over Erica. Like, it was a lot in that moment.
And then they proceed to hook up later in the hot tub. I'm like, this whole thing is just like so weird. I just like, what's happening?
And then Ashley, the cockroach was on the ceiling when they put the eyes on it. Like, the editors are so good on it on Bravo. Yeah. Like, they added that effect.
They're so funny.
So smart.
So funny.
Do you, I know we're all so proud of Nima for being a real man and not taking it all the way when he had the opportunity to, but do you think they will have sex eventually?
Yes. Well, now she's a mother, so who knows if the game's going to change for her, but I think, I wouldn't be surprised if after that vacation and before getting pregnant, something happened.
Me too. Same. I think something probably ended up happening.
She wanted it to happen. She was actually mad it didn't happen.
Yeah.
She was. But I think that's why I further respect Nima, because I think that she definitely wanted it and he respected her lines. But I mean, to not be crass, but I think there was definitely some second base action. So I don't think it was just kissing. There was definitely some stuff happening. But I would love to know what those things were. Gigi, let us know. I like them together. I don't know. I feel like I like him. I think he's come so far. Like, if you watched him in last season and this season, he's almost like a different guy. He's settled. He's ready to kind of take on Gigi's craziness, and they balance each other out. And I feel like a lot of his family drama, like, especially he opened up, you know, about the whole like being left in Iran, and a lot of people in the chat were saying there's possible abuse there. I think Gigi can help him through this. Like, you know, she's come so far with her family. So I don't know. I feel like there's a lot she can teach him. So I don't know. That's a cute couple.
Yeah.
They might be a good balance for each other.
But Elijah's dad.
We'll tell.
Oh, cute.
Oh, I know. I feel like Nima would be a good father figure.
Maybe. Oh, plot twist. We wish.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yes, you heard it after.
Breaking news, exclusive.
All right, so moving on. Was this, by the way, was this the last night in Hawaii? Do we know?
I think so.
Okay,
it felt that way.
Yeah.
So I think the luau might have been like the final dinner get together. Yeah. What'd you think of Paulina's game idea? I know she wanted to bring everybody closer and thought it would be like a good bonding. No, Amir, you're shaking your finger. No.
It's just bad. It's like, it's Bravo 101. Never play a game with anyone on any of their shows. Like, it's a bad idea. It always starts very cute and it ends really badly. I mean, they were pretty tame. Like on Atlanta Housewives, they started spitting at each other. So it gets, these games can go, oh yeah, oh yeah. Things can get go pretty south. And they kind of did because Nima ended up kind of storming off about the Erica thing. Like it always kicks up a lot of dust. And you know what? Like, aside from everything that happened drama-wise, I really love that Sara opened up. Like, she actually got emotional. Destiny sat next to her. So eventually the game kind of worked out in that way because we actually saw Sarah for not like a robot. She kind of acts like a robot.
I was going to say, you guys, like, why did she do the show? Why did producers choose her for the show? I'm so thrown off by the whole thing. Like, she's like a mouse, like a pipsqueak. She never opens up her mouth. She's quiet as can be. She doesn't have an opinion on anything. I'm just like, what are you here for? And then to see her cry, I was like, okay, like kind of, but like also give us more. Like that's what they're trying to ask you. Like what kind of like stuff have, you know, you've been through or has been going on? And it's like, she didn't dive in deep to anything. I'm just kind of like, girl, go. Like we needed somebody else who's like actually going to bring it and like bring the personality.
I actually feel like in that moment, she really didn't share anything. I think that crying is what made you feel bad. But like in reality, she said nothing with substance. And I feel like it'd be nice to know anything about her, really. Because I feel like we know she does. And she basically just threw shade at everyone saying like, you guys will use your weaknesses against each other. Like that's so messed up.
Yeah.
Like, well, girl, tell us something about yourself, please.
Reality show. Hi. I'm not sure if you realize you're on a reality show.
Can I play devil's advocate real quick for Sara? Real quick.
Yeah.
It's just, I totally sympathize with what you guys are saying. And everyone in the live chat as well, Jean Welsom is saying, I'm not surprised that Sara doesn't fit in. Gloria Booz is saying Sara doesn't fit in the cast so far. She needs more screen time to connect to the audience. So everyone's agreeing with you guys. But just to play devil's advocate, I think the reason Sara's not opening up is that in her head, she's still trying to look good to Persian family, to her uncles, like people that know her. If you're going to do a reality show, you have to be raw and open and just hope for the best. But Persians are so worried about their reputation. So I think she's still in that mindset. She needs to turn that off.
And I think she's worried about her reputation. She should have thought about that years ago before she started dating R. Kelly, though. Let's be real.
All right, true. All right.
Thank you, Ashley. You took the words out of my mouth. No.
Okay.
Okay. I get the reputation thing. I'm Middle Eastern. I have that ingrained in my head, too. But I wouldn't be going around talking about dating R. Kelly if that was my main concern. I agree, girls. Like, she didn't give us much. I don't know where the tears came from. Also, when did everybody, because she told Reza about R. Kelly a few episodes ago, and we kind of predicted that maybe he would spill the beans on that and she would get pissed. Nothing like that happened. So I didn't even know that anybody else was aware about that. But I guess it's like public knowledge. They just made it seem like such a secret when she told Reza and we didn't see anyone else. But who do you think wrote that? The note, whatever it said.
Ooh, that's me?
I thought it was Destiny, but she said she didn't. Yeah.
Oh, it was. Oh wait, yeah, Destiny said she didn't.
Right. She didn't do it. I don't think it would be Reza because he would be throwing himself under the bus. So
remember Shervin said that Nima didn't really like her?
Maybe.
Nima. And it kind of looked like boy handwriting. You know, boys are kind of messy with their handwriting.
Chicken scratch,
Yeah. So it looked a little chicken scratchy. So I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, like people are kind of going in on Sara Karishma Shah. Her brother, I don't care for. I don't care for her. And then someone is asking, has Sara seen Shah's Jean Welsom? So she's even like fully just leaning into her. And it's true because she's like criticizing them for the whole point of their show. Like, right. The whole point of their show is to expose stuff and then come for each other and then come together. Like, that's the whole point of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine that all the cast members were just like Sarah. Like, we'd be watching the most boring show live.
Paint dry. I'm like, come on. Know. Give us something.
I'd rather watch the Kardashians eat a salad.
And shake it up. Yeah. For sure.
All right, guys. So this was brief, but Reza and MJ had a conversation about the lawsuit where MJ was kind of like, hey,
yeah,
are you going to like drop the lawsuit? And Reza said he would. This is more of a prediction, but I don't think he's going to. And I think that's where all of the problems that we're still dealing with today are going to stem from. Like, I think it's going to be the beginning of the end, because I feel like he might change his mind. Because even when he was reassuring her, saying, yeah, like, when I get home, we're going to drop the charges, I don't believe him when he says that.
I agree.
You don't either.
Well, we saw a tease for next week, too, where Adam said, you're not dropping the charges. I don't want to drop the charges. Like, no.
Wow. Yeah. Adam's balls have finally dropped. Yeah. So he's finally like, he's finally taking charge. He's no longer the beta. And I think I respect that, because I think Reza has run the show for like the last 3 years of their relationship, you know?
Yeah, definitely feels that way. Oh, we'll have to wait and see. I still can't believe next week is the finale. Oh my goodness. But let's get into our special segment, Dudutella. Who wants to go first? Amir?
Sure. You know who I'm going to give it to? I'm going to give it to the Corona can they were drinking from. So, yeah, MJ was drinking a Corona Light, and that is my Dudutella, because that word alone, it just gives everyone so much anxiety right now, and I just kind of, it made me chuckle. You know, I was like, wow, we used to all drink those, and it was fine. Yeah.
Carla?
I'm gonna go with Gigi for just constantly inserting herself. Like, it's not your drama. When it's your turn, go balls out. But right now was not the time. And it's the second time she randomly tries to go off on her. So I'm not about it.
Yeah. I like it.
For me, I would say it has to be MJ for just even putting Paulina in that situation and just making her be like me, where I can't feel like I can just say what I need to say. I felt for Paulina, because it was just such an awkward situation. Mike's friend saying this. So it's just like, why would you do that to her? Like, settle down, MJ. Like, you have like enough going on. You don't need more drama. Like,
come on. She should know better. But I feel like she thinks is the weak link. So.
Yeah,
MJ is my Dudutella this week. Mm-hmm. Comment down below and let us know who your Dudutella crown goes to.
Yes.
Dudutella crown? Why do I say these
things? I don't know why you said that. I was like, cool. Is that a like a ring around the Dudutella? I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Amir, I'm going to need you to hit us with some news right now, right about now. I know the tea is hot today.
Yes, we have a lot of tea. Before I jump in, I just want to, Missy Masood is saying something really great. He's saying that Reza has a year-long restraining order, and he went to court and saw all the video editing from the pool party that was at Sarah's, and so the restraining order is still active.
Wow.
So thank you for the live chat for that. And then we're going to pivot. We're going to talk about Sarah, and one of R. Kelly's many exes has now come forward and is kind of, in some ways, again, I'm not saying that she's a clout chaser, but is using Sarah's platform to kind of get attention for her own. And she kind of went in and was basically just like talking about, she told her followers, so many things have happened in my past and I'm really just ready to put it behind me, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. A lot of people have fabricated my story and it's time to clear my name. And she goes on and on. I don't want to give this too much attention, but basically she's just kind of using Sarah as a jumping board to kind of tell her story, which I think is empowering, because R. Kelly did a lot of bad things to a lot of really, really great people. And I think it's important that it's coming to light. But at the same time, I think there's a level of kind of slinging mud and being in the mud. So I think Sarah is, you know, brought it up on the show, but she's not really doing interviews about it and fully talking about it. So I know we don't love Sarah, but I respect that she's not using the whole R. Kelly thing, because she could get like a Good Morning America thing. She could do this. She could be like, kind of like, you know, what is the word? She could kind of take advantage of it.
Capitalize on it, yeah.
Capitalize, yeah. See, English is my second language, so I need actually for those words, capitalize.
Yeah.
So I think it's great she can go out there and she could have used this to her benefit, but she's not, which I kind of respect. And then the rest of our news is all going to be dedicated to, obviously, let's give Gigi her due. She just had a baby. Elijah, born happy and healthy, and she was so nervous about her corona birth plan, but I'm sure everything went really well. I spoke to Shervin today. None of the castmates have seen the baby, so he was really sad because he was like, it's like MJ, we didn't get to see her, and now we don't get to see Gigi, and he's like, we're all very sad about it. So they're all really trying to get together, maybe on Zoom, to see the baby. So that's all very sweet. And then Gigi even did a TikTok with her family, and her sister and her nephews were in it. So I think she's kind of, all of her bridges have been rebuilt, and she's gonna have this baby. And I think at this point, she's gonna find a gorgeous man and they're gonna have a good life. She's gonna find someone. Like, she's ready for that.
Yes.
She is ready for a good man. And then I can't not end it shady because, you know, we're shady here. Watch What Happens Live, which is going to be airing, I believe, on Friday night. It's going to be MJ and Tommy, and it's going to be, believe it or not, Reza and Adam. So they're all going to be on it together. I hope Andy Cohen is wearing extra shady underwear because he's going to have to delegate that shit like crazy. So only Andy Cohen can handle all of that. And apparently MJ sent a bunch of questions or tweets, and she got real shady. And she asked all these questions, basically calling out Reza for this restraining order. And you broke a couple pots, get over it. I'm kind of team MJ because, listen, his arm alone is 100 grand worth of Cartier bracelets. Yeah. She broke a couple pots. And we know from past episodes, he goes to downtown to buy those. So that shit is cheap. Yes. You're not going to, like, a nice nursery. You're going to downtown. So Reza, just drop it. Drop it. You're better than this. So yeah. That's all the tea I got for you guys.
Wait, can I just say something about that too, you guys? Of course. This is making me think there's not going to be a reunion. Why in the heck would Andy have both couples on if there was still going to be a reunion? I'm thinking this is not going to happen now because of Corona, maybe.
Should I spill the tea? I have a little tea
for that. Oh my God. Yes.
Okay. So when I spoke to Sheriff, he said, which was literally like an hour and a half ago, you can go to my Instagram to watch the live if you want. It basically, he said, like, we haven't been told no yet. So there might be a reunion because Real Housewives of Atlanta is doing a Zoom reunion. Mm-hmm. So if they don't do a reunion, I think that AfterBuzz can definitely handle that job. Yes. So we can definitely absolutely. I've been teasing Destiny. I have Mike and Shervin. We can definitely get Nima. So I think we could definitely have our own reunion.
Okay, I'm down. I feel like everyone's going to, like, over-talk each other the entire time, but
it'll be so good.
I think the way we can do it is each of us can be moderator for a certain amount of time and then, like, only talk to one person, and then we can, like, not all talk over each other. We'll figure it out, guys.
I love the planning. This is why I love this team. We're just, like, out here manifesting, getting it done. Yeah. Guys, I think it's time to get into predictions. Thank you for the news, by the way. That was a lot of tea today.
And now,
who would like to go first for predictions? All right, are we good?
Oh, and just to clarify, in the news, Rebecca, I said Reza sent the tweets. I said MJ sent the tweets. So Reza sent the tweets about MJ. So there was a lot of news, so forgive me for confusing the two.
No
worries. Totally fine. I know. It's a lot to keep up with, guys. Yes, Carla, would you like to give us your predictions for this week?
Yes, I think maybe we see Nima and Gigi hook up next episode, or like go on a date, or maybe like take the flirting to the next level. I know MJ's baby's having a coming out party. Is that what it was?
Oh, like a sip and see. It's like, meet the baby kind of thing.
I was like, her baby's gay? I was like, what? I was like, what? I was like, this is new.
Going, so I think that's going to cause some more tension. And maybe that's part of the reason Reza and MJ never made up. Like, maybe he took a side in that. So I guess we'll have to see. Wait and see.
Yeah.
I know. My goodness. Ashley?
My prediction is that Mike and MJ are going to have a huge falling out over this Paulina situation. I just don't see how he or Paulina is going to be like, hey, MJ, let's hang out. Like, let's be buddy buddy, because like, that's just not cool what she did. And then I also think that we're going to see the fallout from Reza not unfiling the restraining order, or like whatever, you know, calling his lawyer and telling him to drop all the charges. I think that we're going to see them have a battle again, because Adam is just not going to let Reza move forward.
Definitely seems that way. Amir?
Yeah, let me just quickly go through the, there's a couple people in the live chat that are really great. So Jean Walsom is saying, I'm giving the Judutella to Sarah for being boring, very savage. We're here for Miss Jean is savage. We love,
I love
Jean.
Her.
And then Missy Masuda saying, I think it's actually on BravoTV.com. And there's a whole video about Reza talking about all the angles that the court used from Sarah's video cameras at the pool party. Use that in court to show like that she kind of instigated Reza and kind of was kind of at the like center of that drama. So that's great. And then Jean Walsom is also giving Gigi, because she's come full circle in her life. And she's also kind of rooting for us to host the reunion. So thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
And then the question you asked me was the prediction. I'm kind of piggyback off of what Carla said. I do agree with her. I think the reason that maybe there is some drama between like Reza and MJ that comes back again is that Reza's gonna take Mike's side and maybe not showing up. And I think Mike's probably gonna do like a last minute not showing up, which is annoying when you plan this whole thing. And you know, MJ takes things a lot to heart and she gets very emotionally invested. So I think that's gonna be a problem. And I think that Nima and Gigi are going to go a little further on this episode. So I don't know, we'll see, hopefully. We will yeah. see.
That was my main prediction too. I think Nima and Gigi are going to hook up. It's just been like two seasons now. Like, can we just get it over with so we can move on with our lives?
Yeah.
And yes, please. You know, we all are, I think, in agreement that we don't think Reza's going to drop the charges, which is going to be crazy. I still can't believe it's the season finale next week. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, for being so awesome in the live chat. We love your opinions. We love when you tune in. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Carla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
Ashley?
You can find me over on Instagram at Ashley Foltz.
And I'm here.
I just wanted to thank Jean Welsom, Messi Masood, and Karishma Shah for all of your shady comments and all of your support. We love you guys. And you can find me at Amir Yass, Yass _, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I need a lot of attention. Give me that validation.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we'll see you next week for the finale.
Thanks for watching, guys. Bye. Have a great night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.